Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.
Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of Nothing But Elijah. I'm your host, Sister Akilali, and this is being brought to you by CORE Radio, the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. To learn more about CORE, please visit us at CROE.org or give us a call at 773-925-1600. Again, this is being brought to you by the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, headquartered in Chicago, Illinois, 2435 West 71st Street. And it's being offered by our wonderful co-founders, Brother Khalif Muhammad, Brother Shaheed Muslim, and our dearly departed business manager, Brother Munir Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with our dear brother. And I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who appeared in person as Master Farah Muhammad, and that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is most certainly his last and greatest messenger. As I stated last week, I usually attempt to play audio of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad that is significant in the as far as the world events that are occurring. Anything that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad brought to us was significant, but in the presentation that is provided here, just trying to ensure that the audio that is played can be tied in some form or fashion. But as I stated last week, selfishly, I've been delving into the Theology of Time, a lecture series that was given by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in 1972. Very comprehensive lecture series. And I said before that I will listen to it to kind of gauge my level of understanding and study. And because you always pick up something additional when you're listening to the messenger of God, especially if you're being blessed to grow in understanding. And so everything that the messenger stated is significant. He didn't speak an idle word. So even in the beginning of the audio, you may wonder, well, why are we listening to the messenger speak about who's in attendance? That's important. It's important to know the setting that this lecture series was given in, who the guests were, just to show that there was a wide variety of attention. And this science that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was giving us at the time that he was providing it, he was open about it and challenging anyone who could find any part of it to be incorrect to step forward and do so. So without further ado, we will be picking up from where we left off, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Theology of Time.
Okay. Then it is right. He should have that number to give us a picture of what the end of the world figure will look like. Jesus fasted 40 days, he said, in the wilderness. What wilderness? that Jesus passed in. We must clean up as we go. This is the way scholars and scientists get together after you. Everything you said, they chase you on. I've been chased by scientists, scholars, theorists chased. Not much now. And because they see me and they know me. But I just want to teach you science. I'm just grieved over this. I want to teach you the science that you should know. I want you to learn about the presence of God and the presence of His messenger. I want you to learn them. Then you can battle if you want. There is no messenger of God comes in to bully the people that He sent to teach. He let them do that. But He's not to mock and bully them. No. We have thousands of preachers of Christianity in the country of America. You can't find in the Bible where God ever sent 1,000 people. The preacher may have to go there and get 1,000, but he never sends 1,000 to the people. So I'm not making fun, but I'm only wanting you to understand. If there has been sent with me 1,000 more Elijah Muhammad, you would have seen me bowing out of that people, because I didn't think God was so weak that He would have to send in 1,000. No fun. Just want to tell you the truth. Give to you the theologist's side of the truth. This is what I'm here for. I know where we came from. We came from an enemy. Think over in the time of slavery. The enemy made his own preachers. And they had better preach what he tells them to preach. He still likes that. Remember, Reverend, I'm not after you. I'm just only trying to teach you the theology of time. At the present time, you'll see he will back up any reverend if that reverend continues to believe what he tell him to teach. He will give him money to teach his Christianity. I say, Reverend, let us look at Christianity when it began. Did not God create the Bible to Adam? And then if God did not give Adam the true religion, what does he look like then saying to you and I? That here it is now, since Adam died, I raised up Jesus. brothers, that we have to remember. If Jesus has brought to us the true religion, and yet Adam didn't have it, what are we going to say to Jesus? If Muhammad, in the 7th century, after Jesus, brought out another religion, which is sweeping the earth, have more followers than Jesus, then what shall we say? God needed a prophet in the day and time of Jesus to tell the world that they didn't have the right religion, and here he is to give to you the right religion. What did he say? Did he say he came to give the right religion or to preach the old religion of Moses, Abraham? He said, I came not to destroy the law of the prophet, but to fulfill. But where I got my from is from God. The God that was to come and is come. I don't say that you believe in a man being a God. Maybe you don't. I'm not going to argue with you. If you don't believe man is God, I don't want to argue with you. Just show me that which you believe in. So is there any one of you visiting preachers or teachers that is visiting us here this afternoon? I want you to know that our temple, you're welcome to say whatever you want. I know you're not going to say anything ugly, but I'm just saying, I take you to be intelligent people. Whatever you would like to come out here to say or get up here on this stand, you're welcome to come up here. Help yourself. Any one of you would like to have something to say that is visiting us and that is already with us? Anyone that have anything to say against or for what I'm teaching our people, glad to stand. Or you may stand where you are, but I'm not the best of here. That's why, yes, sir. Come up here, brother. Yes, sir. Have a stand. Walaikum salam, brother.
To teach us the truth that we have never known. And I pray, Allah, that I will forever follow you and that I will be able to come out whenever you are out to teach us to hear this wonderful truth, that I may take it back and spread it to the people that are in the areas where I live at, of you and the wonderful work you're doing to bring us to the knowledge of ourselves, our God, and his great teacher, you, dear Holy Apostle. We love you. I love you with all my heart. And I pray Allah to bless me to continue this way. Thank you, dear Apostle.
there another one?
Is there another one? Yes, sir, brother. Come right on up. You can come up here.
Yeah, I'm from 26B. I'm from 26B in Oakland. My name is Brother Kenneth Williams. And my question, because I've only taken my letter out a couple of months ago, is about some reading that I've been doing. And you've mentioned that the 10,000 angels were here in this country. And I wanted to ask, would they be from among the dead?
We can't hear him.
I wanted to ask if the angels, the 10,000 angels that are in this country to help you, are from among the dead, the so-called Negro.
Oh, yes, brother. Yes, they are here. They are not to be pointed out to people who will point them out. Like in the day of Sodom and Gomorrah's destruction, there was an angel there with Lot that was going to do the job. But they couldn't tell the people before the day that they were going to do it. That the people would have tried to kill them before. The same way it is today. You can't point out the destroyers of the world to no one. Do you point them out to the enemy to take attack on them at once? Because they're human beings like you and I. And we can be killed.
Yes, sir.
And if we have power to keep you from killing us, well then, we may bring about the whole thing before time that the others get right and get ready to go out.
Yes,
these things is used by, brother, by wise people and not by people just would like to tempt God and tempt his messengers. You are not to tempt God, nor to tempt his messenger for just yourself. You've got millions of people in America, and they may all not be ready, and God wants to save us all, not to do something just to please someone who would like to tempt God. You can't tempt God, brother. This is dangerous to try. And to satisfy one person and his desire, you can't do that. We have millions here to please, or rather to try to save. And we hope that they'll be pleased with our Savior.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
If there's another one. Oh, this is the director of our school throughout America.
Hi, Salam Alaikum, dear sir. Is the microphone on?
Assalamu
alaikum, sir. I would like to say on behalf of...
Walaikum salam.
I would like to say on behalf of the staff members and the students at Muhammad Universities of Islam, we thank Allah for you for allowing us to teach Muhammad's children the truth of self, the truth of the living God, and the truth of the devil. I too would like to bear witness and say that I knew nothing before you took me in your hands. I, with all of my degrees and everything behind me, it was nothing but that to perpetuate the devil's civilization. I thank you, sir, for teaching me the right way and enabling me to help you throughout the United States. Thank you, sir. Assalam alaikum.
Alaikum salam. This is our director of our school throughout North America. She's head of our school. What college is in, what college and university did you graduate from, sister? This is what you should have told them when you began. Go there and tell them where you was graduated.
I got my Bachelor of Education degree. I received my Bachelor of Science in Education from Chicago State University. I received my Master's degree from Chicago State University. I have had graduate courses in engineering design from the University of California, the University of Wisconsin. I have an Associate of Science degree in electrical engineering, an Associate of Science degree in art with photography as a major, and, well, a few others I can't think of at this moment, sir.
Thank you. Why I asked her to come and tell her schoolie, to you and me, is due to the fact that we hear a lot of people criticizing us out there in the street that the School of Islam, you can't learn nothing there when the head of it is no graduate of no school. And that they do that to keep you from coming in. I want you to remember that there is not a prophet in the Bible, nor Holy Quran, was a graduate from the people that he was one. Not one. If you can find me a prophet in the Bible was a graduated man from some university of the land, I will pay you $10,000 for lying. The Bible said Moses was highly educated. He was brought up in the house of Pharaoh. That Moses, we don't find in the Bible where he was educated under Pharaoh's school, in his school, with a degree. And we find this man, Moses, whom they say was well educated, out, away from Pharaoh. When Allah called him to go to Pharaoh, he was not in Egypt. He was out of Egypt where he was called. Now, we, I think, talk a little too much on that which we know little about. Moses was educated all right enough, but Moses did not boast of his education to Pharaoh. If he had, he would have been talking
to Pharaoh in his own language. But he didn't do that. The argument that they had between each other about his non-expert language, he didn't argue, Pharaoh didn't argue with him that he had taught him an education, but he condemned Moses for not having an education capable to touch with him. So we want to be writing these things. Some of these places where you find were Pharaoh and Moses is exchanged in argument is due to this time and not in that time. So I won't go too far with it because we don't have much more time. And I don't want you to go back with your money weighing out your pocket, because here is a rest place for you.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Again, that was the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Theology of Time, lecture series. To learn more about this audio or any of the other audio of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you can visit us online at CROE.org or reach out to us at 773-925-1600. I will look forward to bringing you more audio of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad as we continue the Theology of Time lecture series. And I'll leave you as I greeted you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can time around your fingers.